This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
But the Terps, handle your business. Get two more wins, you're bowl eligible, and if you can salvage that. But after a 4-0, we've talked about it. After a 4-0 start, this is not where you expected to be. Third year in a row, Maryland's had four-game losing streaks during the course of a football season. Let's bring Nolan in. Nolan, how are you feeling over there on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
I feel great, and there's so much to get to from the Orioles press conference yesterday. Like we were saying, I mean, I could spend a whole show talking about each of those three guys individually. For Albernaz, I mean, I came away impressed. I mean, first impressions of a guy, I thought he was great. You know, he speaks with an authority, a confidence. I liked what he had to say, particularly about being a more diverse offense. You know, we're not just going to be home run happy. We're going to find ways to get it done. That's what they did in Cleveland. That's what made him so great. So I'm all on board for that. But the comments about the financial side of things, which we just got done talking about with Jacob Calvin-Meyer, and for those who didn't hear it, here's essentially what Rubenstein had to say.
We have the resources to acquire the players that we need to make the team work. So we don't have particular financial constraints. We have an investor group that's pretty deep-pocketed, and so we're able to do what we need to do. And, of course, it's not always the case that the highest payroll wins. Clearly, the last couple of years, that's probably been the case, but that's not always the case. And so we don't feel we need to break records.
So I could go really two different ways here. I like what he said out the gate, and that's kind of what I've been harping on for years, or, well, the most recent years here since the new ownership group took over. Rubenstein alone has deeper pockets than what the Angelos boys brought to the table before him. That doesn't even take into account the Mike Arengettis of the world and this whole group that had to come together and buy the Orioles. I've been screaming here these past couple of years, don't let anyone tell you that the Orioles are, quote, small market. Okay, is Baltimore small market compared to Chicago, New York, LA? Yes, I understand that. But that's where it ends. That's where the conversation ends. All of these owners, their money is as green as the next guy. It's about a willingness to spend. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that and being honest and forefront of that. We'll see what follows. What I don't like is the top spenders don't always win. All right, well, Dodgers just went back-to-back. They spend more than anybody.
Well, he did say that last couple years, yes.
Deeper than that. Well, right. I'll go beyond. I'll do you one better than that. How about the last 15?
All right.
There's only been one time in the last 15 years that a team has won the World Series without a top 10 payroll. That was the Atlanta Braves in 2021. You want to know where they ranked that year?
11th.
Correct.
Hello.
So it's time to get out of the basement. It's time to actually put your money where your mouth is, pun intended, and let's roll. All right? Enough of this, well, we don't have to be, you know, we could spend more, but we don't have to be among the elite. No, you need to be among the elite. You just said you have deep pockets. You just said that your ownership group is as well off as anyone. You have the resources. There's no excuses. Let's go get it done.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. expect them to live in the $400 million penthouse? No.
Don't be. Hey,
but what's again, top 10? What's like 10, Nolan? I mean, how?
Well, they spent 160 last year and they were 15th, as Jacob can. Mm-hmm. So you're 200 mil.
So yeah. For 2025, total payroll allocations, not just the active 26 man, the Cubs were 10th, 211 million.
There you go.
Yep.
And they just told Imanaga to hit the road, too.
A guy that coming up in by herself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But either way, to your point, yeah, they've done it before. Angelos, Earl Pete Angelos, blank check. And he was signing dudes. Then they started to suck because he started to meddle. Then nobody wanted to come play in here because everybody knew how dysfunctional the organization was. Then once John Angelos started to take over, he basically said, enjoy it while it lasts.
Right.
Because we're not going to be. He said that when Manny was in his infancy as a player. We can't afford these guys. So at least he's talked, to your point, Nolan, talking a big game. Question is Mike Elias the guy that could go out and make this happen? Or is he? I mean, he was in Houston. They spent dough. Cardinals were more of the frugal variety, more player development, et cetera, et cetera. But they paid their stars. Is he the right guy to? Hey, here's a blank check. Go make it work. Is he that guy? I don't know if he is. Muscles O'Neal was his big ticket item, and that did not work out well. Mm-hmm. Could still pan out. Got 2 years left, $33 million. But I'm not sold on Elias. I'm buying Rubenstein. No pun intended. I don't know. Mike Elias is a guy that could spend freely.
Right. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, this is it. You know, this is the year. And if it's not going to be there and the contracts don't come or the wins don't come, certainly, then it's time to start exploring a different leader. I mean, because there's a strong case to be made that you could have pulled the plug after this past year. But if you want to say, all right, we'll give it one more go. And as far as Rubenstein's side of it, he did say the same thing last year. And beyond what we heard through reports about what they offered Corbin Burns and Tyler O'Neill, certainly there was nothing else. And what really grinded my gears the entire time is that, all right, big money for Corbin Burns didn't happen. Now we go not to, you know, fringe top 10, middle of the pack. We go all the way to the bottom, all the way to the bargain bin, the damaged goods, the dented cans that fell off the counter. It just doesn't add up. If you're willing to give that money to Corbin Burns, you should be willing. All right, don't give that big money to just one guy. Okay, take that and split it into two and get still two pretty big fish. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me that you didn't get Corbin Burns, so we can't have anybody.
So who do we, real quick, because we're coming up on the, who do you distrust? The owner or the guy that's going to be tasked with spending this money?
I think until further notice, everyone's under the microscope here.
But we're cool with Albie for now.
He won the day yesterday.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Well, John Harbaugh always wins when he talks to the media. And we're going to hear from him, news from the Nest. John will be talking to the media coming up in a couple hours here as the Ravens are back at practice. Buy or sell, where's our money? Hopefully counting that at 12:15. And then Jeff Berman, InsideMDSports.com. Talk hoops and talk football with him. Hoops, okay, so far so good. Good recruiting news last week. Football, trending in the wrong direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.